This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The city of Albuquerque, New Mexico has been experimenting with free mass transit. It used to cost a buck to ride the city bus, and then during the pandemic, when ridership in Albuquerque did what ridership everywhere did, which is to say disappeared, the city used federal relief money to fund a zero-fare program. Hop on, hop off, without paying a fare or swiping a transit pass. Richmond, Virginia, Kansas City, Missouri, Olympia, Washington, and others did the same. And now, with that federal relief money running out, cities are going to have to decide whether zero fare is worth the cost. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that one.
Althea Atherton, an organizer with the Albuquerque Bus Riders Union, doesn't drive because of a medical condition.
I use the bus to get, you know, as many places as I can that the bus can take me.
In addition to the cost savings of zero fare, she says it makes the bus more efficient.
We're not waiting for everybody to pay their fare and put in their quarters and dig for their passes.
She says the bus should be treated like a public service. And the Albuquerque city councilors who voted to keep zero fare sort of agree. They say the city-run transit agency can just absorb the lost revenue, which is just 3% of the agency's total budget, because of the benefits for riders.
People with low incomes take transit a lot more when they have access to a free fare transit system.
And Yona Freemark with the Urban Institute says transit connects those people with jobs, housing, and social services. But as pandemic relief funding runs dry, he says cities have to think about whether they'll use tax revenue to make up the gap.
And more importantly, how they plan to ensure that the transit system is more effective than it used to be.
People prioritize reliability and frequency of service over affordability or free fare.
Sarah Kaufman with NYU's Rudin Center for Transportation says in many cases, investments in the quality of transit are more likely to boost ridership. Althea Atherton agrees cost is not the only factor.
My bus runs every 50 minutes, and so I am planning my day around that bus.
For folks who have a choice, she can see how a free ride isn't worth all that waiting around. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.